Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, we had the most exciting first international trip of President Donald Trump around many different countries. As a matter of fact, here is a highlight reel of what a blessed trip it was. Take a look.
From Saudi Arabia to Israel to NATO to the G7, we made extraordinary gains on this historic trip to advance the security and prosperity of the United States, our friends, and our allies. We paved the way for a new era of cooperation among the nations of the world to defeat the common enemy of terrorism and provide our children with a much more hopeful future. I was deeply encouraged to hear from the leaders of many Muslim and Arab nations that they are ready to take on a greater role in combating terrorism and providing young Muslims in their region with a future of safety and a future of opportunity. I went to Jerusalem, where I reaffirmed our unbreakable bond with the State of Israel. I was awed by the majesty and beauty of the Holy Land and the faith and reverence of the devoted people who live there. All children from all faiths deserve a future of hope and peace. In Rome, I was inspired by the beauty and even more inspired by meeting with Pope Francis. Then I traveled to two summits, first at a NATO summit in Brussels, where we agreed to improve the burden sharing among members of our alliance and to further confront the shared threat of terrorism. Next, I attended the G7. I laid out my vision for economic growth and fair trade and support of good-paying jobs, and I called for much greater security and cooperation on matters of both terrorism, immigration, migration, to protect our citizens. We concluded a truly historic week for our country. We traveled the world to strengthen long-standing alliances and to form a new partnership among nations devoted to the task of eradicating the terrorism that plagues our planet. And I am now more hopeful than ever in the possibility that nations of many faiths, many religions, and from many regions can join together in a common cause.
Can we ask for a better leader than exactly what he said he's going to do? He went into the world, into the nations, and said, this is the American taxpayer. This is what they want. And he began to set agenda for safety and security and investing in NATO. And it was a major trip. We're going to talk more about that today. But we need to pray for our president and pray protection over his cabinet and the government, that God's going to begin to continue to go in this direction, because this is the mercies of God. As a matter of fact, that President Trump even got a chance to meet with the Prime Minister of Japan, Prime Minister Abe. Matter of fact, take a look there.
Thank you very much. It's great to have Prime Minister Abe, a friend of mine and somebody we've just developed a great relationship. And it's wonderful to have you here. We'll be discussing many things, including, of course, North Korea, which is very much on our minds. We'll be discussing terrorism, but I think we will really be in particular focused on the North Korea problem. It's a big problem. It's a world problem. And it will be solved. At some point, it will be solved. You can bet on that. And I just want to thank you very much, Prime Minister.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a great pleasure for me to see you again. There's one unfortunate thing that I have to confess. This time around, we won't be able to play golf together.
NATO として中東訪問の大成功で祝意を表したいと思います。世界の安全保障について
And also at the outset, I'd like to congratulate you on your successful visit to the Middle East region, as well as your participation in the NATO summit. And through your visit, I understand that you have demonstrated robust commitment to ensuring global security, and I highly value your commitment.
北朝鮮の問題はもちろんのこと、世界の様々な課題について共にしっかりとお連携していくことを確認する首脳会談でありたいと思います。
Of course, as you mentioned, we are going to talk about North Korean issues. But also, we are going to cover other various challenges of the international community. And on this occasion, I would like to reconfirm our close partnership as well as collaboration in addressing those of the challenges.
Well, I want to say that it is reconfirmed. It is a close partnership and collaboration and friendship. We've developed a great friendship. And I look forward to being with you, spending some time with you, and I'll be seeing you for today, and I'll be seeing you, I'm sure, many times over the years to come, and I look forward to that. Thank you.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Japan's military is the U.S. military. When they, during World War II, remember the historical, not the present-day Japanese folks, but their forefathers attacked America, Pearl Harbor, and one of the agreements they had to sign at that time was you cannot have your own military, but we would protect them. So you're looking at America's leader and Japan's leader coming together, working out how that protection is going to be. And he is reportedly getting really close to President Trump, and they're standing together. That's powerful to see that take place, and we're just grateful for that taking place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.